7 minutes past 8 now. You're listening to Good Morning Scotland. So this morning, the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, is sending a letter to Prime Minister Theresa May, formally asking for the Scottish Parliament to be given the powers to hold a second independence referendum. The Conservative MSP, Murdo Fraser, joins us now. Morning to you.
Good morning, Hayley.
Do you think Theresa May will change her mind on this?
No, I don't expect so. I think the Prime Minister has been very clear that now is not the time for another independence referendum, and she's been very clear in setting out the conditions on which she thinks one should be held. And I think the interesting point is, in so doing, I think she's been entirely in tune with Scottish public opinion on this matter, and consistently polls have told us that people in Scotland do not want another independence referendum in the next few years. And indeed, very interestingly, the survey of opinion that came out yesterday from Professor John Curtis showed that in relation to the EU, the attitudes of people in Scotland are very similar to the attitudes of people across the rest of the UK.
Well, I think the survey showed that it was much closer than that.
Yeah, well, attitudes were very similar. And what it showed was nearly two-thirds of Scottish people do not want a differentiated deal for Scotland with the EU compared to the rest of the UK. So the whole premise on which the SNP are arguing for another independence referendum has just been exploded. There is no public support for a differentiated deal for Scotland. People in Scotland do not want to see a different type of Brexit from people in the rest of the UK. So why do we need an independence referendum?
Well, we spoke to the historian Sir Tom Devine in the programme earlier this week about these issues, and he described Theresa May as becoming the biggest cheerleader for independence, you know, because if she ignores the will of the Scottish government, which she seems to have been doing, and now the Scottish Parliament, can you disagree with that as a member of that Parliament?
Well, you see, the problem with that is that the Scottish government themselves regularly ignore votes of the Scottish Parliament. There's been something like, I think, 5 or 6 votes in the Scottish Parliament over the past year where the Scottish government have lost a vote, which they have then ignored the outcome, for example, on the repeal of the Offensive Behaviour Football Act, or in relation to a health service reorganisation, or in relation to education.
But what about the consequences of Theresa May ignoring the will of the Scottish Parliament here?
Well,
doesn't it just give much more weight to the other side, the other argument?
No, because the difference is, I think Theresa May, in the stance she is taking, is in tune with majority opinion in Scotland. And in this respect, the Scottish Parliament is out of touch with majority opinion in Scotland. And I can quote you all sorts of opinion surveys that have been done which back up that particular view. I think Theresa May is actually speaking up for Scotland in this particular issue. People do not want another referendum. What they want is an SNP government that gets on with the day job that they were elected to do.
Oh, but, you know, when it comes to that, I mean, surely independence is the thing of interest, really, for most people here.
Well,
I mean, you're ignoring the fact that, the population is interested in the independence question.
Well, when I was invited onto your programme last night, I was supposed to be coming on talking about an issue we raised in the Scottish Parliament yesterday, which is the drastic shortage of supply teachers across Scotland. Now, I know from my mailbag that there are head teachers, there are parents across Scotland extremely worried about the inability of schools to recruit in key areas like mathematics. And when you've got pupils got important exams coming up in a few weeks' time, that's of vitally importance. That is a far more important issue to real people than worrying about the constitution and Nicola Sturgeon playing constitutional games. And what I would say to her,
but you could say that Theresa May is doing the same thing in the UK, isn't she?
What Theresa May is doing is trying to get the best deal for the United Kingdom after we had a vote across the UK to leave the EU. Theresa May didn't support Brexit, and neither did I, but that's the consequence of what we're living with. What people want to see are governments, indeed both governments, both in Edinburgh and in London, getting on with the day job. And we're not seeing that from the SNP government. What we're seeing is this obsession with taking us down a route towards another independence referendum that is not supported by the majority of people in Scotland.